Okay, good morning, everybody, and a guten chedesh. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Dalid. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are right in the middle of a discussion. We are at V'chi Tema Nelif Minei. I think that's where we left off. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishvas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lezecha Nishvas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramosha Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu. And it's also sponsored by my uncle and aunt, Jack and Jeanette Blumenkopf, in honor of the yard site of Jeanette's father, Meir Ben Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is we were right in the middle of a discussion of how I know that there's such a thing called Kiddushei Kesef, and how do I know that Kesef goes La'aviha, that the Kesef goes to the father. So we had said that there's a drasha from the pasuk by an Eved, by an Ami Ivriya, V'yatza Chinam Ein Kesef. So we darshaned Ein kesef ladon zeh, that when an Ami Ivriya goes free, no money changes hands. Aval yesh kesef ladon acher, but there's another person whose status changes and who leaves someone's jurisdiction where there is money that changes hands, and that's by kiddushin. So the Gemara said, okay, but how do I know that a dafka goes to the father? So we were in the middle of that discussion, the back and forth of figuring out how I know that the father is mekabel the kesef kiddushin of his Nara daughter. And the Gemara had said that from the pasuk b'nu urea beisavia, we only know that a father is mefer her nedarim, but we don't necessarily know that he receives kiddushei kesef. So we're going to finish up that discussion first. Then the Gemara is going to tell me that the drasha of the father getting kiddushin from ein kesef lo nzev yesh kesef lo denacher hinges on the yud in the letter ein, that it could have spelled the letter ein without the yud, as it sometimes does in the Torah, but that extra letter yud allows for an extra drasha, and the Gemara is going to show where else we have a yud in a word that serves as a basis for a drasha. Then the Gemara is going to tell us what is the chiddush that the father gets the kiddushin versus the chiddush that the father gets the maisi adayim, meaning if everything just goes to the father, tell me by one and not by the other. I need a drasha to tell me that the father receives the maisi adayim of his daughter, and a drasha to tell me that he receives the kesef kiddushin of his daughter. Why do I need a drasha for each one? And then the Gemara is going to have three different explanations to why the Torah has to tell us that an Ami Ivriya goes free as a bogeres, because the Torah tells me that she goes free when she becomes a nara, and she goes free when she becomes a bogeres. Well, if she goes free when she becomes a nara, obviously she's free when she becomes a bogeres. That happens later. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a second source for the idea of kesef kiddushin, of how I know, not just from yatzachina main kesef, another pasuk or another basis of learning that there's such a concept called kesef kiddushin, and the Gemara is going to make a tzricha. So why do I need to? It's even going to suggest a third source. It's going to reject the kal v'chomer, but we're going to discuss why do I need two different sources to tell me that there's such a thing as kesef kiddushin. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss kiddushei bia, that where do I know that kiddushei bia works, and the Gemara is going to have two sources for that, a pasuk and a kal v'chomer. And we're going to try to figure out why is it that I need both a pasuk and a kal v'chomer to tell me that you could be mekadesh anisha with bia. Kiddushei shtar is in tomorrow's daf, but today we finish up the discussion of kiddushei kesef and kiddushei bia. So we left off at v'chi tema Nelif Mina, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara says, again, we're discussing how do I know that the father's mekabel the kesef kiddushin of his na'ara daughter. If the pasuk b'nu rea be'savia only teaches me that the father could be made for nedarim, so how do I know that the father could be mekabel the kesef kiddushin? So says Mar b'chitem and Nelif Minei. Maybe I should learn from afar's nedarim that the father's mekabel kiddushin and the maisi adayim of his daughter, that just like by afar's nedarim, the Nara is in the Rishus of her father, so too, the Gabi Kiddushin of the Gabi Maisi Adayim, she's in the Rishus of her father. Says, no, we don't don't learn dinei mamonos like the ownership of kesef kiddushin and meisi yadayim from iser veheter like hafaras nedarim. Hafaras nedarim has nothing to do with money. Kesef kiddushin and meisi yadayim has to do with monetary law. And the rule is we don't learn monetary law from iser veheter. This is Rav Shachter often points out is these are klalim that based on this week's parsha, right? The pasuk says bein dam ledam bein din ledin bein nega lenega. So the Vilna Gaon points out, why is it that we have those three categories that are described in the Torah that a chacham has to paskin, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega? So the Vilna Gaon points out that there are three sections of Torah. Normally, when it comes to the Torah, we say if a din appears in one place, so you have a binyanav, mematzinu, then you take that same din and you apply it all over the Torah. We only if something appears in two places, we say it's shnei ksuvin abayin kecha, and those are the exceptions and not the rule. But when it's in one place, it's a rule that's melamed on the entirety of Torah. However, only within that category of Torah. And there are three categories. There's Issa v'Heter, there's Dini Mamonos, and there's Tumah v'Tahara. So within those categories of Torah, if something says in one place, you can apply it everywhere. Bein Dam L'Dam, Dam L'Dam is Dam Nida, is Issa v'Heter, that there's an Issa of Nida L'Baila. Bein Din L'Din is Dini Mamonos. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel uses that Vilna Gaon as a raya that Nida Labaila is not a din in Tumah V'Tahara. That Nida Labaila is a din in Issur V'Heter, that we treat it like Issur V'Heter rather than Tumah V'Tahara, because it's the paradigmatic example of the category of Issur V'Heter according to the Vilna Gaon. Rav Shechter sometimes remarks that Rav Yehuda Anasi split up the Mishnayos into six Siddurim. He said, I also would have split it into six Siddurim, but I would have had a different breakup, meaning because the breakup L'chora could have been six different areas where the Midos Shaitarim Dreshben are applied differently, right? So Dam L'Dam, Din L'Din, Nega L'Nega, those are your first three categories, right? Issa V'Heter and Dine Mamonos and Tumah V'Tahara. Then I would have had a category of Dine Nefashos, because the Pasuk says, so the way we apply din in din and nefashos is with a jaundiced eye. We're always looking to do whatever we can to dafka save the person's life. So we're not applying the halachos in the same way that we would anywhere else in the Torah. And then I would have had a category of avodah zarah when ain't torn in lemesis. A person does avodah zarah. We go the opposite direction. We throw the book at him. We do whatever we can to punish the person. And then I would have had a category of kachim, which that he does. He does that by kachim, there's a rule that in the meidin min alamad, that if you have something that it's a din that itself was only learned out from somewhere else, it can then not turn around and be melamed on some other din. If A teaches to B, B cannot teach to C. That's only by kachim. You don't have that in other places in the Torah. So you could have theoretically said, yeah, there are six siddurim, but six different categories of how we apply the Midrash Torah and the Drashas Ben. But be that as it may, we certainly have these three categories, and that's the basis of Mamona Me'isura Lo Yalfina. That we don't learn Dine Mamonos from Issa V'Heter because they're considered separate sections of the Torah, legabe the application of the Midos, Shatorah and the Dreshes Ben. V'chi teima nelef miknasa. Maybe you're going to say we should learn from Onas and Mefata, where you pay the father the Chamishim Kesef, that just like the father is the one that receives that money, so too he should be the one to receive the Kesef Kiddushin. Says, we're not Mamona miknasa le'alfinan. We don't learn Dine Mamonos from Dine Knas, because Knas is a chiddush. Knas does not come to pay for, does not correspond to damage done. And therefore, it's a din mechudash. So we have a rule that you don't learn from a chiddush either. That when something's a chiddush, so we assume it's an outlier. It's an exception. A chiddush by definition normally means a davar asoser saklal, something that doesn't fit the other klalim of the Torah. The Chasam Sofer writes that over here, what makes knas unique is that it's different than every other onesh in the Torah, because mitzad asvara the knas should not be paid to the nizik. It should be paid to Hegdish or to Tzedakah, give it to the Beis Din. Someone should pay for the upkeep of the whatever facilities the Beis Din uses or something like that, right? But it shouldn't go, what is it, the Knas have to do with the Nizik? The Nizik is getting paid for damages done to the Nizik. Why would you pay an extra Knas to the Nizik? So the Chassam Sofer says that's the Chiddush of Knas. Okay, v'chitem and nails me v'oshet begam. Again, we're trying to figure out, how do I know the father gets the Kesef Kiddushin? So we're looking at all these other payments that seem to go to the father. And we're saying, well, why don't we just learn from these other payments? So we suggested, well, we can't learn it from the fact that the father has the rights of Hafaras Nedarim, because that's Isser. But maybe we can learn it from the payment of Knas that goes to the father. So we rejected that. That's a Chiddush. Now the Gemara is saying, let's learn it from the Chiyuv of Boshes Upagam, that an Ones, someone who's Ma'anes and Nara, has to pay her father the Boshes Upagam. And that's not a Knas, it's Mamon. So just like the father gets the Boshes Upagam of his daughter, he should be able to receive the Kesef Kiddushin that's coming to his daughter. So Shiny Boshes Upagam, Davur Shaykh Begavayu. No, Boshes Upagam is different than Kiddushin, because by a case of Ones, the father is also damaged by the fact that the daughter was Nensa, because he would have been able to marry her off to the person that would be mevayish her to be married to, like a mukashchin, and to receive money for that. Now that she's already been mispayesh, the father loses that, because not so many people are going to be interested in being mekadesh her, and mukashchin is not going to pay mamon for her. But legabe kiddushin, there's no svara to say that the father would be zakai to receive the kesef kiddushin. So says Gemara el mistavra. So what we have to learn from v'yatzachin amein kasef, you can't ask that. Meaning, Yitzchak Ben Kosef tells me that there's such a thing as Kesef Kiddushin, and our, all of our follow-ups were, yeah, but how do I know the father gets it? Mistavra, dechika mema'it. It's most mistavra that when the Torah is mema'it, the Yitzias Nara me'avia, that it's different than the Yitzias Amma from her Adon, that in that there's Kesef that changes hands. Yitzia dechavaso kamema'it. We're trying to be mema'it, the Yitzia of the daughter, in a way that's similar to the Yitzia of the Amma, that the Pasuk is telling me that when the Amma Ivriya goes free with Simani Narus, so the person that she goes free from, namely the Adon, doesn't receive any money. And we're making a drasha, but when a daughter goes out of her father's house, the yesh kesef to who? To the person whose home she's leaving. So that it's that's the way it matches, right? V'yatzachin amein kasef. What's the chiddush of ein kasef? That there's ein kasef to the adon by Rami Ivriya. Not that there's ein kasef to her. So therefore, when we're saying but yesh kesef to somebody else by kiddushin, it makes sense that it's going to go la'avia. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So says Merav. Yitzia from the father is not similar at all to the Yitzia from the Adon. When she leaves the Adon with Simane Narus, she is completely out of the Adon's Rishos. Whereas over here, when she leaves the father, she's still missing Mesira L'chuppa in order to fully leave the Rishos. Meaning, Kiddushin alone does not take her out of the father's Rishos, because he's still Zakai B'maisiya Deh. And if she dies, he yarshins her. So the Yitzia from the father is not similar to the Yitzia from the Adon. So how could the Gemara say that the Yitzia from the Adon is mima'et a Yitzia Seirisin? So says Gemara, about Faraz Nadarim, the Anafka Lemirish, who say, in a certain sense, the father does lose rights in her at Eirisin. And that is the rights to be made for Nadarim all alone. He now no longer has the sole rights of Hafaras Nadarim of his daughter. Ditnan, Naram Rasa, Vio Baila Mefirin Nadareha. When you have a Naram Rasa, when you have a girl who had Erisin, then her father cannot do Hafaras Nadarim alone. He needs to do it only in conjunction, in partnership with the husband. So therefore, she did leave the Rishos, at least in one, she did leave his Rishos, at least in one area of halacha. So says the Gemara, but wait, you're trying to tell me that the source of Kesef Kiddushin is V'yatzachinam Ein Kasef. Says Gemara, but V'hai V'yatzachinam, this pasuk of V'yatzachinam that you're using, teach me Kiddushin Kesef, L'hachi Yudasa, is that what we use it for? Hami Baile L'cha D'tanya, it's already used for a totally different halacha. D'tanya, the Brisa tells me, V'yatzachinam Elu Yimei Bagrus. It tells me that an Ivriya leaves the Rishus of the Adon when she becomes a Bogeres, when she's 12 and a half years old. Ein kesef elu yumei narus. And the phrase ein kesef tells me that when she turns 12 years old and she has shtei saros, she's no longer an ameivria. She leaves the rishus of the adam. So how can you use that very same pasuk to teach me kesef kiddushin if I'm already using the pasuk to tell me how an ameivria ages out when she can no longer be an ameivria? So amaravina imkein lemakra Ein Kosef without a Yud. My Ein Kosef with a Yud. Why does the word Ein have a Yud? Ein Kosef Lod Nzev, Yesh Kosef Lod Nacher. My Niyu Av. It must be because there's an extra drasha to be made. Had it said Ein Kosef without the Yud, then you're right. In a Chinami, I only would have learned the halacha about when an Ami Ivriya ages out of being an Ami Ivriya. Put in the Yod, now I know that a second din, that there's such a thing as Kesef Kiddushin. How do I know that a Yod in the word Ein is worthy of a Drasha? Maybe that's just how you spell the word. What do you mean? That's a Drasha? It's a Yisur? It's an extra word in the Torah? An extra letter in the Torah? Ditanya, because the Brisa tells me, when it comes to a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael, who is allowed to eat Truma until she got married, and now that she married a Yisrael, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma, so if she becomes an Almana or a grusha, she goes back to her father's house and she's going to be allowed to eat truma again. So the pasuk says that abas kohen kisia almana grusha vizera einla. The pasuk says that if she doesn't have any zera, if she didn't have any children from her marriage to the Israel, the pasuk continues v'shavul beis aviyah kinurel milacham aviyah tochal, that she can go back to eating her father's truma. Now if she had children from her Yisrael husband, then even if she gets divorced, she cannot go back to eating her father's truma. But as long as she didn't have any children and the marriage ended without children, she can go back to eating her father's truma. So, Ein li ela zara. I would only know that if she has surviving children. Zera zara minayin. How do I know that if she has a grandchild, even though her own child, Nebuch, passed away, but she has a grandchild as a result from that marriage, that she's not able to go back to eating her father's truma when she gets divorced? So, Tamalomar, zera ein la, and we darshin ayein la. That you have to look and see her, the whole yichus that she produced, and see if there's anyone in down the line in her family. Mainly El Zera Kasher. I would only know that if she has a child or a grandchild who's kasher, that she doesn't go back to eating truma. Zera Pasul, let's say the grandchild is a mamzer, minayin. How do I know that even that would prevent her from going back to eating her father's truma? Tamalomar, Zera Einla, Ayainla. That once again, we darshan Einla, that you have to be ma'ayin and be bodek if there's any sort of Zera that emanates from her. And if there is, she's not able to go back to eating her father's truma. So the Gemara asks on the Braisa, Vaha Pikte Lizara Zara. How many drushes can you make from Ainla? Number one, it teaches that if she has a grandchild. Number two, that even if the grandchild is apostle, how can you make two drushes? So Zara Zara Lurisukra to Bnei Badamari Kabanim. No, you don't need a drusha to tell me that if she has a grandchild, that she's not able to go back to eating her father's truma because Bnei Badamari Kabanim. So it's obvious that that's the same as having a child. Ki Yisukra L'Zera Pasul. The pasuk is only needed when it comes to Zera Pasul. V'tanu Gufei Minali D'Darash Hachi. How does the Tana know that we could darshan, that we can make such a drasha? Because Amri Ksiv, meaning that we can make a drasha from the extra Yud, that Ein La, Ayein La, because it says Ein with Aleph Yud Nun, and not just Aleph Nun. Could be, it's based on the pasuk that the Sarei Moav said to Balak after they returned from Bilam, Me'ein Bilam Halochimanu, that Bilam refused to go with us, so he doesn't want to come with us. So from the fact that it says that the Yavama, when she does Chalitza, Me'ein Yavami, right? Also Me'ein without the Yud. So Delok Sivbahu Yud, where the Yud doesn't appear in those two psukim, V'achok Sivbayud, whereas over here Zera Ein La, and also by Yatzachinam Ein Kasef, it has a Yud, Shemamino L'drasha Udasa. So it must be that you can make a drasha. So at the end of the day, Kesef Kiddushin and Maisi Adeha of a daughter going to the father, both of those things go to the father, but they're learned from two different psukim. So apparently you can't learn them from the same pasuk. So the Gemara's next step is going to be, well, why do I need two different psukim? Why do I need one pasuk to tell me that the Kiddushin Kesef Ein Kesef, the Ein Kesef Lod Nzeh, Yesh Kesef Lod Nacher, that Kiddushe Kesef goes to the father, and a separate pasuk to tell me that the Maisi Adayim goes to the father? Shouldn't I be able to learn one from the other? So says Gemara, v'itzrich l'michtav kiddusha l'aviyah, v'itzrich l'michtav ma'isiyah de'l'aviyah. I need a pasuk to tell me each of those things. De'i kas rachman kiddusha l'aviyah. Had the Torah only told me that kesef kiddushin goes to the father, hava minim shem v'lo tar chubuhu, I would say because the daughter doesn't work to get the kesef kiddushin, it's just something that comes to her. So why should she get it? Let it go to the father. Ava ma'isiyah de'a de'ka tar chubuhu. But the ma'isiyah de'a, she worked for. Ema didavu. I would think that she deserves it. V'yashmin ma'isiyah de'a. If it only would have told me that the father gets the ma'isiyah de'a, de'kamitzin aminei, that's because that's in exchange for something. He's providing her mizonos, and in exchange for providing her mizonos, it's magiyalo. He deserves the ma'isiyah de'a. Ava kiddushah de'mi'al ka'asila. But kiddushin, which isn't in exchange from anything, it's just something that comes to her. Ema didavu. I might think that goes to her. Tzricha. That's why I need two psukim to tell me two dinim. And you can't learn one from the other. You can't learn ma'isi adayim from kiddushin. You can't learn kiddushin from ma'isi adayim. But really, really, at the end of the day, what we tried to prove over here is that there's such a concept called kesef kiddushin, and that it goes la'aviyah, and we have successfully proven that, right? Because it says by nami ivriya ein kesef, and we darshan ein kesef ladon zeh avliyesh kesef ladon acher. Now, along the way, we had mentioned that it's obvious that if a woman has any children or grandchildren, that she would not be able to go back to eating her father's truma. And we said, why is it so obvious that it's grandchildren? Because b'nei banim, harehem kibanim. So the poskim have a discussion. What if a person dies and they don't have a surviving child or a surviving son? So can the grandson say Kaddish? Is that a maila of a grandson saying Kaddish versus anybody else saying Kaddish? So there's a famous Chuvus Ma'arik. The Chuvus Ma'arik says that a grandson should not say Kaddish, more so than anybody else for a grandfather, because the Chiv of Amir's Kaddish is totally in the Chiv of Kibud, and whoever heard of a Chiv of Kibud for a grandparent? And therefore, you don't say Kaddish for a grandparent any more than you would for anybody else. What about Bnei Banim Areim Kabanim? So says the Ma'arik, that's a din in Piri Verivya, that you're Mekayim in the midst of Puruvu if you have grandchildren, because the purpose of the midst of Puruvu is to make sure that the generations continue and that your family continues to populate the world. So that's Bnei Banim Areim Kabanim. It's got nothing to do in the other direction of what the obligations of the grandchild to the parents are. And the raya that he brings is that there are some deos in Maseches Bava Basra that a grandchild is even kosher for eidos for a grandparent. So you see that it's not really, that Bnei Banim are not mamish kibanim. But he says the minig is that a grandchild says Kaddish anyway, because anybody can say Kaddish. Meaning if you don't have a child say Kaddish, so somebody else, some other random person can say Kaddish. So the minig is that it might as well be a grandchild. So that's the Ma'arik. Rashi on Chumash writes that Chayiv Adam Mikvod Aviv Yoser Mikvod Zakeno. So the Ramah points out in Yeridaya and Simon Reish Mem that you see from Rashi that there is a Chayiv of honoring a grandparent. Because why else would Rashi say you have to honor a parent more than you honor a grandparent? More than nothing, of course, right? Meaning the fact that you have to honor a parent at all tells me that you have to honor more than a grandparent if you feel that there's no chiyuv of honoring grandparents. So Elamai says the Ramah, you see that there is a chiyuv to honor a grandparent. It's just that the chiyuv is stronger to honor a parent. And the Taz points out that the Ma'arik missed a Rashi on Chumash. It's a Pella. The Ma'arik says, whoever heard of such a chiyuv, it's a Rashi on Chumash. How did Ma'arik miss a Rashi on Chumash? And therefore, the grandchild would take precedence in saying Kaddish over other people. So that's the discussion relating to Bnei Banim Hareim Kibanim. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Let's discuss the Brisa that teaches us about an Amma Ivriya going free. Meaning once we mentioned an Amma Ivriya in the context of using that as the basis for Kesef Kiddushin, let's elaborate a little more on Amma Ivriya. So the phrase V'yatzachinam tells me that an Amma Ivriya goes free out of, she ages out of working for her adon when she becomes a bogeres. Ein kasef eli me narus. That tells me that she ages out when she becomes a nara. So says Gemara, well, that's strange. V'lichtov rachman anarus v'lo bayabagrus. Let the Torah only tell me a pasuk that when she becomes a nara she goes free, and then you don't need to tell me that when she becomes a bogeres she goes free. So says Gemara, amarabah bazev limin alzeh. No, I only know that she goes free b'yimei narus because there's already a pasuk to tell me that she goes free b'yimei bagrus. Meaning the words of the pasuk itself don't tell me what what age. They just tell me that there is an age. So I need two psukim to tell me that there is an age where she goes free so that I can know to go with the earlier age. Otherwise, I would have assumed, if I only would have had one of those phrases, I would have assumed the later age. Midadava, toshav v'sachar, just like we find by a toshav and sachar, by an Eved Ivri, that even though they're avadim that belong to a Kohen, they're an Eved Ivri of a Kohen, they don't eat truma, unlike an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri that belongs to a Kohen, since you don't really own an Eved Ivri, so he doesn't, he doesn't eat truma if he belongs to a kohen. The Tanya, the Brisa tells me that the pasuk says toshav, so zekon ekinyan olam. Ooh, a toshav must be someone who already had the piercing of the ear and he's there to stay all the way until yovel. Sachir zekon ekinyan shanin, and a sachir is someone who's just serving his 6-year sentence as an eved ivri, and he also doesn't eat the master's truma. So yomer toshav lo yomer sachir. Just tell me that the guy who's even there for the 50 years doesn't eat truma, and I'll know on my own that the guy who's only there for 6 years, obviously, is not totally owned by the Adon and is not going to eat truma. Vani Omer, that Kana Kinyan Olameno Ochel, Kana Kinyan Shalom Lokolshkin. Of course, if a guy who's there for 50 years is not going to eat truma, the guy that's only there for 6 years, of course, is not going to eat truma. So it says, Mar Ilu Kain, if it only would have said one pasuk, Kayisi Omer Toshav, Kana Kinyan Shalom, I would have thought, is that Kana Kinyan Shalom? I would have thought that Toshav means someone who's only there for 6 years. Avul Kana Kinyan Olam Ochel. And therefore, I would have said, if I only had one of the phrases in the pasuk, I would have said, oh, the pasuk is telling me that a standard Eved Ivri doesn't eat the master's truma. Oh, but once he gets Ritzia Ba'ozen, once he gets the piercing of the ear, now he's going to eat truma. So, Basachya V'limir El Toshav, that's why I need a second word in the pasuk to tell me that no matter what kind of Eved Ivri you are, you don't eat the master's truma. That Afal Bicha Kanikin Yinolam, Eino Ochel, that even if you're Kanikin Yinolam, then you're not going to be Ochel Truma. So the same over here. I need two phrases in the pasuk to tell me that a girl can age out of being an Ami Ivria. Because if I had only one phrase in the Pasuk, I would have said only when she becomes a Bogeres. So I need two phrases to tell me that even earlier when she becomes a Nara, she ages out of becoming an Ami Ivria. Amalei Abaye, mi dami. Abaye says, wait a second, you can't compare an Ami Ivria leaving the Rishus of the Adon to a Toshav and Sachir, where you could say Bazev Elimin Elzeh. Hasam Tre Gufein Inhu. By a Toshav and Sachir, those are two different categories of people, right? It's one person is a guy who's going to work for 6 years. Another person is in the category of someone who's working forever. But the Chinami Kasav Rachmana, that is, since even if the pasuk would have written Beferush, Toshav Nirtza Lo Yochal V'Hadar Kasav Idach, that if it would have written Toshav Nirtza does not eat Truma, and then it would have written that an Eved that leaves after 6 years doesn't eat Truma, it wouldn't have been such a kasha that the Eved is extra. Because I have a sachar milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer. Because ain't a chinami. If you only would have told me that the guy who's there for 50 years doesn't eat truma, I could have figured out. Okay, if a guy who's there for 50 years doesn't eat truma, then an Eved is only there for 6 years doesn't eat truma. But a milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer talk of a kasav l'kra. But it's not so strange that when you have something that could be derived from a kal v'chomer, that the pasuk is going to spell it out. So yeah, by toshav and sachir, I need. It's okay for the pasuk to tell me about both of those halachos. That an Eved Olam doesn't eat Truma, and also a regular Eved Ivri doesn't eat Truma. Aval Hacha, but over here by the Ami Ivriya, an Ami Ivriya is a Nara, and an Ami Ivriya is a Bogeres, Chad Gufi, it's the same person. Ki Nafkala Benaros, Bebagros Mai Bayagabe. And she already went free when she was a Nara, she can't be still, she can't still be an Ami Ivriya when she becomes a Bogeres. So there is no Metzius of a Yitzia Bebagros. So that's the Kasha. Meaning when we said, Lichta Bogeres, it's not just why do I need the Torah to tell me both things? The Torah will tell me things that I could have derived anyway from a kal v'chomer. We're asking that there's no such metzius of it. Yeah, there's a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that a bogeris goes free. Of course, there's never a case where she's a bogeris and she's still, where she's a day before being a bogeris and she's still an Ami Ivriya. She already went free as a Nara. Nara comes 6 months earlier. Now, there is a case. Because sometimes a girl skips over the status of Nara. She goes straight from being a Ketana. She never has Shtei Saros. And then she becomes an islandess. And you realize she's an islandess. She's never going to physically mature. And at that point, she becomes halachically a Bogeres. So she goes straight from being a Ketana to a Bogeres. And that's the case where the Torah is telling me that a Bogeres goes free. Salkatai Chamina. Benaros tepuk, bebagrus lo tepuk. I might have thought that a girl only goes free when she becomes a nara, but now when she becomes a bagaris, kamash malan. That's why I need the extra pasuk. So maskal marbar avashi velav kal v'chomeru. But wait, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Umasi manam shein motzin mirushul sad. Motzin mirushul sadom. If when a girl has shtei saros, that which does not take her out of the rishul saviyah, as a nara, the father still has the right to give her over for kiddushin, and he still has the right to in her maisiyah, dayim, and things like that. And nevertheless, as soon as she gets shtei saros, she goes and she's 12 years old, she goes free from the Adon. So Bagrus Shematziyam Rishosav, and did Shematziyam Rishosadon. Shouldn't I learn from there that if a Bagrus takes her out of the Rishos of the father, she becomes an adult when she becomes a Bagrus, she becomes independent of the father. So of course it should be Motziyam Rishosadon. So Mar Baravashi explains another din that's learned from the Pasuk of Yasachinam and Kasav. Ella Amar Mar Baravashi, Lo Nitzrucha, this Pasuk is teaching me El Iker Zvina Da'ilinis, to the very idea that an islandess is sold, that a father could sell his daughter as an islandess to as an Amma Ivriya. And the reason I need to learn from Pasuk is because Salka Dait Chamina to Asya Simani Naris Havizvina. To Asya Simani Naris Love Izvina Zvina. I would have thought that the rights to do a Mechira on one's daughter only applies to a daughter who will have Simani Naris. But a daughter who never has Simani Naris, it's not even included in the possibility of becoming an Amma Ivriya. Kamash Mulan Yatzachidim. That's why Yatzachidim tells me that an islandess is all. Also, is also goes free bibagrus, meaning that she's able to be an amivri in the first place. Ol Mar Baravashi Damar V'Lav Kal V'Chomer Hu. And according to Mar Baravashi, who said that the din of Yitzias Amma Eilinus when she becomes a bugaris is derived from a Kal V'Chomer from a Yitzias Amma Binarus, and therefore he asked on Abaye that we learn from V'Yatzachidim that an Eilinus is Yotzi bibagrus, meaning what's the problem? That shouldn't be a problem. We already said you could have something that we derive from a Kal V'Chomer, and the Pasuk will say it anyway. So why is Mar Avashi asking on Abaye, you know, that I already have a Kal V'Chomer, I don't need a Pasuk to tell it to me? The rule of Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'Chomer Tarek B'Kas V'Lakra is only as a last resort. But if there's something else to derive from the Pasuk that cannot be derived from a Kal V'Chomer, I'd rather learn that. And that's why we say, okay, so we use the Pasuk to teach me the very notion that a girl who never became a Nara can be an Amma Ivriya. But in Echinami, the fact that she goes free when she becomes a Bogeres, that's Asya B'Kal V'Chomer. That I could figure out because a Bogeres even leaves Rishos Aviya, so of course a Bogeres is going to leave Rishos Adona. So all of this, again, all of this was just an elaboration of the first source for Kiddush HaKesef. How do I know that a girl can have Kiddush HaKesef? Based on V'yatzachinim ein kesef, ein kesef la'adon zeh, yesh kesef la'adon acher. So it says more of a Tana, but the Tana of our Mishnah, Maisi Lamehacha, learns that Anisha is nikreis b'kesef from the following. The Tanya, the Brisa elaborates, ki yikach ish isha uva'ala, v'haya imlosim tzachem be'enav, ki matza ba, Pasuk describes, if the marriage doesn't work out because there's an nervous davar, so he writes her again, etc. So the Pasuk is talking about a girl who has kiddushin, receiving a get. So ein kicha ela b'kesef. The word kicha, ki yikach, always means kesef. V'cheinu omer, and that's why the Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, when he says to Ephron Achiti, when he's buying the Maris HaMachvela, nasati kesef hasada kach mimeni. So you see, kicha is the lashon of kinyin using kesef. So over here also, when it says ki yikach, we learn that an isha's nickname b'kesef. And that's why the Mishnah says a lashon of kinyin, right? That's what the Tan of our Mishnah must have been assuming. We use a lashon of kinyin because of kicha and because of kesef. So kesef, Kiddush HaKesef is derived from the word kicha. So it says, Maravalodinu. Well, wait a second. Why do I need to learn Kiddush HaKesef from Kiyikach? Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? Uma Ame Ivriya She'ena Niknas Bebiya. Niknas BeKesef. An Ame Ivriya is more limited in the ways that you can purchase, that you can be Kona and Ame Ivriya, in that you can't do it with Bia, and yet Kesef works. Zosha Niknas Bia and Adinshtikum Kesef. By Kiddushin, where we know it works with Bia, so of course it should work with Kesef. So it says, it's not of course. Not every time you can be kona someone with bia, can you necessarily be kona them with kesef? Yivama tochiach, sheniknis b'bia, veiniknis b'kesef. You can be kona yivama with bia, but not with kesef. Mal yivama shkene niknis b'shtar. Says, well, you can't bring any rice from a yivama, because yivama is very limited. You can't even be kona a yivama with a shtar. So tamar b'zut, sheniknis b'shtar, but you can't necessarily apply that to an isha, who you can be kona with a shtar. Tamalomar ki yikach ish. That's why the Pasuk has told me ki yikach ish, to tell me that she's niknas bekicha, which is a kinyan kesef, that we said before. So it says, well, wait a second. Why does the Braisa say that we need to learn the Kinyan Kesef by an Isha from the Pasuk? After all, according to the Maskana of the Braisa, there's no Pircha in the Kal V'Chomer. The Braisa doesn't read straight. I mean, the Kal V'Chomer worked. We can learn that if you can buy, if you could be acquire an Ami Ivriya with Kesef, then of course you could be Kona, an Isha with Kesef. After all, an Ami Ivriya can't be acquired with Bia, and an Isha can be. So don't you see that we're more open to different forms of Kinyan when it comes to an Isha? So if I have a Kal V'Chomer to tell me Kiddushay Kesef, why do I need a Kinyan Kesef from a Pasuk? So Rav Ashi explains the reason that the Braisa does not learn Kiddushay Kesef from a Kal V'Chomer, from an Ivriya, is Mishum Dikal Meimar Meikara Didina Pircha. Because it could be that there's a major Pircha on this Kal V'Chomer from the very outset. Meicha Kamai Sisla, where are you learning Kinyan Kesef from an Isha from? Meyama Ivriya. Mala Meivriya Shekin Yotza B'Kesef. Ami Ivriya, Kesef is given extra powers by Ami Ivriya. And Ami Ivriya can go free with Kesef. You could buy her and get her out with Kesef. So Tomer Bezu Shein Yotza B'Kesef. You cannot learn from there to Kiddushin of a woman where the Kiddushin cannot end with Kesef. You cannot free the woman from the marriage with Kesef. So Tomer Lomer Ki Kachish. That's why you cannot learn anything from Ami Ivriya, from a Kal V'Chomer. I need the pasuk of Ki Yikach Ish. So in the end of the day, the Gemara had suggested three possibilities of how I know Kiddushay Kesef. Yatzachidim in Kesef, in Kesef, in Zev, Yesh Kesef, in Nacher, a pasuk. Ki Yikach, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Afron, and a Kal V'Chomer from Ami Ivriya. We rejected the Kal V'Chomer, which leaves us with two psukim that both teach me Kiddushay Kesef. So it says, okay, it's still two. I should only need one. V'itzrich l'michtav Yatzachidim, v'itzrich l'michtav Ki Yikach Ish. No, I need both of these psukim. If I only would have had ki yikach and the kicha kicha mistei afron hava min kiddushin diavla baldi da havu, I would have thought that the kesef kiddushin that the nara gets belongs to her, and the pasuk is telling me just that there's such a thing called kiddushay kesef, but not who gets the money. So I would have assumed that she gets the money. So kasef rachmana v'yatzachinam. That's why I need v'yatzachinam in kasef. Tell me that yesh kesef la'adon acher, that the kesef goes to the father, not to the girl. Okay, but why not just stick with that one, with v'yatzachinam in kasef? V'kasef rachmana v'yatzachinam. Had I only had the pasuk of v'yatzachinam, hava amina diyava ihi lididei v'kidashtu havi kiddush. I would have thought that if the woman gives the man money and says his kadei shali, that the kiddushin would be chal, because from v'yatzachinam we just learned that there is another transaction where kesef changes hands, but we don't know that there's a chilik if the kesef is his or her kesef. So kasef rachmana, that's why the pasuk says ki yikach velo ki tikach, that it's the man's money that has to go. They'll ask the chassan under the chuppah, is this yours, right? It has to be his money. It cannot be her money. Sometimes there'll be a mistake when he does the kiddushin. He'll put the ring on and then he'll say, Harei HaMekadesh HaSlip Yisrael, HaKadesh Moshe Yisrael. So then the Messiah says, no, you got to say Harei before. Give it back. So she gives him back the ring and then he says, Harei HaMekadesh HaKadesh, and then he puts it on. You have to make sure that she's having in mind when she's giving back the ring that she's being makne it back to him, that he's the actual owner of that. He can't give her her ring. He's got to give her his ring. He's got to give her that which belongs to him. There were some acharonim say that there was a minig in some places that they dafka used a silver ring because ain't kesef, that since the Torah derives kiddushay kesef, so they dafka use a silver ring. Our minig is not like that. We use a gold or whatever metal you want to use, platinum. So anyway, the pasuk then says va'ala. We also have such a thing as kiddushay bia. Valodinu, but isn't this a kal v'chomer? Umay yivama she'in niknes b'kesef. Niknes b'bia, a yivama that you cannot be kona yivama with kesef. Yet you can be kona yivama with bia. It's the only way to be kona yivama. Zo she'niknes b'kesef. A regular woman who you can be kona with kesef. Ein adin she'niknes b'bia. Of course there's such a thing as kiddushay bia. It's a kal v'chomer from a yivama. Says Mar, no, not such a great kal v'chomer. Ama ivriya tochiach. Because ama ivriya is the raya. Niknes b'kesef, ve niknes b'bia. Ami Ivriya can be acquired with kesef, but not with bia. So not everyone who's niknes b'kesef is necessarily niknes b'bia. Malam Ivriya shein kinyan l'shem ishas. Yeah, but an Ami Ivriya is not niknes b'bia because bia has nothing to do with an Ami Ivriya. It's not about getting married. So tamar b'zusha kinyan l'shem ishas. Kiddushos. But anytime you're getting married to somebody, there should be a Kinyan Bia. So Tamalomar, Uva'ala. So that's why the Pasuk has told me, Uva'ala, tell me that there is a Kinyan Bia, that Kiddusha, there's such a thing as Kiddushe Bia. Says Gemara, these prices aren't reading straight. Lamalikra, Ha'asila. What do the prices do? It told me, how do I know Kiddushe Bia? We have a Kalvachomer, and also a Pasuk. Meaning we had a Kalvachomer that stood. The Kalvachomer wasn't rejected. That I learned it from Yavama. And then on top of that, Uvala, I have a Pasuk. Why do I need both? So says Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Mishum Dikal Memer May Kar Dina Pircha, because the Kalvachomer is flawed. Mehecha Kamaisisla, where are you bringing the idea of Kiddushe Bia? Mi Yavama. Well, Ma Yavama Shkins Kukuva Medis. Yavama, you already have some connection to her. There's a Zika. So the Bia finishes off the Zika. Tamar Bazusha, Inzukukuva Medis. Tamalomar Uvala. But you can't say the same thing by an Isha before you've been Makadishur. There's no connection. That's why I need a Pasuk and not a Kalvachomer. That's what Uvala teaches. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Kiddushei Shtar on the top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. A good Mechadish, everybody.